Thank you, Lord, for everyone who has come from far and near. You remember today for good forever in your life. Something is turning already. In the name of Jesus. Two things happen when you sit under the word. You are enlightened and you are imparted. Most of the times, people only are ready to be enlightened. Very few know that word sessions are impartation sessions. And the Spirit entered into me when He spake unto me and set me upon my feet. You will not only be enlightened tonight, you shall also be imparted. Now, enlightenment steers your faith, but impartation puts you in command. Tonight, you shall be both enlightened and imparted. And the Spirit entered into me when He spake unto me and set me upon my feet. And I had them that spake with me. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. Tonight, everyone under the sound of my voice shall return from here imparted. Yeah. That means you shall return from here in command. Yeah. Let me also formally welcome my colleagues in ministry that are here with us tonight. Amen. Thank you for the honor. Thank you for coming. I knew I was coming here at 2:30 a.m. on Sunday. I was supposed to be out of the country, and somehow I decided, I believe God didn't want me to go. And I said, God, what's happening this week? He said, get down to worry. I've been used to the voice of the Lord for 41 years solid. I know when God speaks. My wife didn't know about coming to worry until last night, because we had to get up early in the morning to go to church, and church is everlasting, so we're there forever. And so Sunday night I said, it appears by the leading of the Holy Spirit I'll be going to worry. And now we are here. There must be somebody here for which God sent me to come. In Jesus' name, you will not return disappointed. Give the Lord a big hand and get seated, please. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Tonight I'll be sharing with us on what I've captioned, understanding the mystery of biblical covenants. Understanding the mystery of biblical covenants. This will change your life forever. First, let us recognize that the Bible is a book of covenants. And so we call it the Old and New Testament. And that same word is what is called covenant. Testament and covenant are the same words. So the Bible is made up of both the New and the Old Covenant. So it is a book of covenants. But Jesus came and brought the two covenants together. Matthew 5:17. Think ye that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets? I've not come to destroy them, but to fulfill them. So the two covenants were integrated into one by Christ. That's where you can claim any promise in the Old Testament and God will respond. Because the two have been grinded into one in Christ. Forever we were used to promises. And people keep claiming promises. And many, many times they don't come to pass. Because we serve a covenant-keeping God. Any promise from God can be reverted. He reverted the promise to the house of Eli. Though I said, you and your father's house will be priests before me forever, but now far be it from me. He that honors me, I will honor. And he that despises me, I will lightly esteem. No promise as a guarantee of delivery. But every covenant is binding on God to perform. Please listen, because we don't reign by prayers in our contest against the powers of darkness. We reign by light. The dominion of light over darkness is instant and unquestionable. The Bible is a book of covenant. God saying, I have this provision for you, and I vow to deliver if you will do the following. That's where most of us fail. This is my plan, and this is your part of the deal to actualize it. So when we locate a promise and locate the conditions required for delivery and subscribe to it, it's no longer a promise. It has now graduated to a covenant. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Listen very carefully, because this is the last, whatever frustration, stagnation, or failure you suffer till now, is the last we ever see in your life. There is no provision in redemption without conditions to meet for delivery. There is no provision in redemption without conditions to meet for delivery. Even salvation. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Repent. There is what to do to be saved. If you won't do it, you cannot be saved. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of you, the gift of the Holy Spirit. There is always what to do to take delivery of every provision in redemption. What must I do to be saved? The jailer cried out to Paul. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved and your household. There is always what to do. As free as salvation is, there is a condition to be met before you can be saved. And that goes for all areas of life. And until we take responsibility in the light of scriptures, we may as well keep living as a liability till we die. The church needs to come awake to this reality, that we serve a covenant keeping God. Every covenant is binding on him forever, as long as our part of the deal is kept. This is vital. For instance, without answering the faith question, you can never be healed. Every healing is delivered by the force of faith at work in the individual who needs it. Even when they pray for you, it takes your faith to actualize your healing. Jesus prayed for them in Nazareth. They were not healed. They were his nephews, his cousins, his nieces, and they marveled at their unbelief. There is no prophetic prayer that will deliver in your life without your faith. Without your faith. That's why we pray for people, and somebody that had cancer is healed, somebody that had headache is not healed. Which one is easier? So faith is a non-negotiable requirement to move the hand of God in your direction. That's why it is wisdom to build your faith. You must build your faith to secure your desired victory in the battles of life. The blind man came to Jesus, have mercy. Jesus said, do you believe that I, the Son of Man, am able to do this? They said, yeah, Lord. Okay, take your healing according to your faith. So our healing is delivered according to our faith. Matthew 9, 27 to 29. So when one's health is attacked, biblical wisdom demands that he build his faith for his healing by listening to healing messages. And if he is able to read, reading healing resource materials, as his faith grows, his healing takes place. So you don't get healed by crying. You don't get healed by self-pity. I've been in this church now for the past 12 years. Jesus, is this how to treat me? You don't get healed by self-pity. You get healed by faith. Thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. You can't be made whole by weeping. You can't be made whole by fasting. You are made whole by faith. Yes, fasting could prepare the platform for your faith to skyrocket as revelation bursts forth. But it is by faith you get healed. It's by faith you get healed. In one of my outreaches, we led one Islamic cleric to Christ. And then he had been oppressed for 30 years with one kind of attack. So when he got saved, he met me under the bridge when I was ministering to people last year. And so he came to church. This is life. He was attending 5 services. He's never been in church all his life. Very popular Islamic cleric. So he came to church, and then we gave him, like we do, some materials. And the one they gave him was Satan Get Lost. So that same night, the affliction rose again. An elephant was trying to stamp him down. You know, when an elephant is pursuing you, it's a live race. He said, Satan, get lost. Because I started in the book. Satan, get lost. And that was the end of it. From that time till forever, the word steers your faith that puts you in command and grants you your victory. So don't wait for a desired change. Work at making it happen. Waiting for things to change will be waiting forever. There is nothing God is going to prepare for to deal with your issue. They are all ready. He said, go tell them, all things are now ready. Not only that, comforting my people, say to her that her warfare is accomplished. God is not going to do anything extra. He has done all he needed to do to answer all your questions and my questions. All we need is to take responsibility. For instance, you wait forever for prosperity without doing your part of the deal. 1982, the Lord said to me from Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18, "But thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish to you his covenant, that is sworn to thy fathers, I see this day." And the Lord said to me, "My son, my prosperity plan is not a promise, so it does not answer to prayers. My prosperity plan is not a promise. It has no respect for fasting. My prosperity plan is a covenant. Until your part is played, I am not committed. What is my part? It's a covenant of seed, time, and harvest. Shall be while the earth remaineth. Like the covenant of the day and the night. So, before harvest time, there is a demand of seed time. It is the covenant of giving and receiving. If you are not connected to that covenant, you are not a candidate for his prosperity. You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. So everyone has a purpose in his heart. Even so, let him give. So giving is sowing, harvest is reaping. 2 Corinthians 9:7. And what will happen in verse 8? And God, in response to our engagement with the covenant of seed time and harvest, is able to make all grace abound towards us, so that we always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. If you are not involved in the covenant of sowing and reaping, you are not a candidate for that benefit of 2 Corinthians 9:8. That's where our commission lives today. We live in the realm of all sufficiency in all things. Not by law, but by the engagement of the covenant of time and habit. Time and habit. Seed time and harvest. Many people are in that realm. They are swimming under the blessedness of the covenant of time and harvest. Financial fortune is impossible without you and I engaging with the covenant of seed time and harvest as a lifestyle. As a lifestyle. As a lifestyle. Not trade by butter, as a lifestyle. Just like breathing in and breathing out. Then you just suddenly find yourself in a world of financial fortune. That is the case both for individuals and organizations. That's the case. I may mention this. Never had a council meeting that has finance on the agenda. Yes, we have external auditors, we have internal auditors, we keep books, best practice. But when it comes to concern, it's no concern. How did you get there? The mystery of the covenant of seed time and harvest. I have never prayed for money in my life. Get truth. I just do what he says to do, and he supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory. So communicating the covenant of giving and receiving entitles you to having all your needs met. All your needs met. It's not blessing the poor. Everything you give to the poor pays you out of lack. For he that giveth to the poor shall not lack. It's not about Let's say a church. Everything you give absolutely blesses you in return. Absolutely. You give your tithe, it opens the windows of heaven over your life, not over the church. Over your life. You see, the reason why many won't give is that when they give to the poor, they think they are helping the poor. Blessed is the man that considereth the poor. The Lord will hear him in the day of trouble. He will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. Who make his bed in his sickness. Psalm 41, 1 to 3. So every seed returns to you absolutely. He that giveth to the poor shall not lack. Proverbs 28 and verse 27. For he that hideth his face shall have many acres. So giving to the needy is enhancing your level of prosperity. Yeah, it's solving the problem of the poor momentarily, but it's solving your problem everlastingly. If you understand that, giving will become a delight. Now, listen to me. There is nothing you give to God that increases him. I am that I am. You give, I am. You don't give, I am. Okay, where will he increase to? He feeds all things in all. What else? The earth is the Lord and the fullness of it. The silver is mine and the gold is mine. If I were hungry, would I have asked you? If you don't understand that, you will think you are helping God. I have never been forced to give in my life. Never allowed what to give. If I came here, I've written your check. Check for my seed in all the place I'm going. It's when it becomes a lifestyle, that's somewhere I am. Dr. Copeland said to me, he said, we scratched the covenant in the face, but you took us into the depth of it. Understand this? I give is, I don't give is. One of our elders from Kaduna is here. I told them one day, I said, stop giving and watch if anything stops. I understand what it means. Amen? Something's changing for you. For instance, the provision of fruitfulness. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from you. There shall none serve me that shall be barren in the land. Do not cast your young. The number of your days I will fulfill. You want to be fruitful? Enter into a covenant to serve him. No one truly serving God is permitted to be barren. Don't be tired serving him, but closest to your turnaround testimony. That the family in Lagos. He said, Jesus, we have asked you for children, we can't find them. Give us souls. He went after souls. So, is his family. The same man they started hunting after souls, she became pregnant and brought forth. Somebody went out witnessing and they started mocking him, mocking her. A friend of her sister called the single sister and said, warn your sister from disturbing us with her gospel. And now called her younger one. If your God is that good, why is he not giving you children? Just to get her out. Around preaching. Following Sunday, she went. Said, Jesus, you are the one he's talking about, not me. Same month, she became pregnant. Serving God is key to walking free from barrenness. A lady came in to church and had me teach on kingdom stewardship. High society lady, believing God for fruit of the womb. She joined the sanctuary keepers and they posted her to the toilet unit. So our people know how to do it. She was part of the people to clean the toilet for Shiloh. As soon as Shiloh was over, she became pregnant. Serving God is the supernatural cure for barrenness. Don't let anything keep you down. Wake up. There is no question in our life that does not have a solution in the Bible. It becomes a covenant for God to make her fruitful or to make them fruitful. You shall serve me, then you have committed me to bless you and to stop the plague of miscarriage in your life, to stop the assault of barrenness, the number of your days I will fulfill. It's a covenant. Every revelation provides an opportunity for you and I to enter into a covenant with God on that revelation by fulfilling our part of the deal. For instance, we have been redeemed as the salt of the earth, the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. But why are so many of us hidden? Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do all these commandments that I command you this day, I, the Lord, will set you on high about what? All nations. About all nations. So, our full-scale obedience to every instruction of scriptures is what makes it binding on God to set us on high above all nations. You don't get there by effort. Don't get there by struggle. You don't get there by strength. You get there by obedience. Obedience was the elevator that brought Abraham into limelight. Whatever God told him, he dived into it. Full force. No reservation. I was teaching in church last Sunday. I said, faith is a one-way force. God says it. You go full scale into it. You secure God's full backing. And then so. For instance, how would God say to you, you mustn't have any church in town. Move to the forest. As you pastor this one church, the world will be your will become your parish. That doesn't make sense because we own the property in Lagos. So what would be the reason why service will not hold there? But today, that is the largest church congregation on the earth today. By full-scale obedience. Nothing will bring you into limelight without obedience. Obedience is the elevator that takes you off the ground to the utmost height. Raw obedience. Obedience to the full and to the end. Obedience to the full and to the end. Obedience to the full and to the end. By 5:15 in the morning, there's traffic jam into Canaan land. Some have left since 4 a.m. from their places. Just cruising down to church. But they told me, if this church is in Benin Republic, I'll go there. And now you see, so it's about obedience. It's about what? It's about obedience. I hated that place, but God said that is the place. It didn't seem to align with church growth principles, but God said that is the place. We are learning about the principles of God. This is God now saying this is the way to go. Which one is stronger? So when your life is given to obedience, even the sky is not the limit of where God will take you. When God tells you something and you just go full swing into it, no animosity, no
no bitterness, wishing everybody as well. Look at that. There is no provision in this kingdom without conditions left for you and me to meet. And when we meet those conditions, those provisions become a covenant binding on God to deliver. We need to understand this because it will go a long way to help us. Think of it. Nothing flies like favor. Say with me, nothing flies like favor. Let me hear you say it louder. But by favor, God gave the slave Joseph to become the heir of Potiphar. By favor, he became a staff in the prison where he was an inmate. By favor, he found his way into the palace. Favor. Nothing flies like favor. Nothing flies like favor. Nothing flies like favor. And when you commit to soul winning, you become God's priority candidate for favor. You have not chosen me, John 15:16, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall abide. That whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, it is binding on him to deliver. The favor. It would be favor. So soul winning gives you an open ticket of favor. Anytime you need favor, it answers. Anytime it answers. His favor makes our mountains to stand out. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, by favor, without waiting for you to ask, shall be added unto you. I called that back in 1976, entered the covenant with it, 12th of September 1976. I'm just having fun. We have two former imams now working in our system in Lagos. Saved, sanctified, speaking in tongues. Amen. By the gospel. By the gospel. It's not about religion, it's about gospel. About life. I was out last Saturday and we had 586 souls by team in the marketplace, under the bridge, anywhere. Anywhere for Jesus. I have favor with God. I mean, unstoppable, irresistible. If you meet a man that God has favored, a woman that God has favored, don't go against him. You'll be crushed. He's God. He will do anything to preserve anyone serving him. And nothing touches the heart of God like salvation of souls. Nothing. What will a man give in exchange for his soul if he loses, if he gains the whole world? So nothing touches the heart of God like salvation also. I will go this way, my wife will go that way. Just go hunting for soul. Wherever you can find them. Amen. Wherever you can find them. One of those imams says, when I heard your voice under the bridge, I say, hey, wait a minute. This man with all his wealth, that's his own. Speaking to people here about God, he gave his life to Christ right there. And I saw the way he dressed. I called him to come near. That man, imam. I just gave my heart. Following Sunday. You don't run out of favor. Running after what touches the heart of God. Don't run out of favor. Can't preach, but can't you invite someone to come to church and meet with Jesus? Can't you invite someone to come to church and meet with Jesus and get saved? Somebody said, if this man can invite me, I must honor this invitation. When I meet them, we send SMS to them. Hello, be in church tomorrow. Be in church next tomorrow. I'll be looking forward to seeing you. And since when have you been doing this? Consciously since 1976. I've been doing crusades in 1976. Consciously hunting for souls as a lifestyle. How did you get here? I have never run out of favor with God. I have never run out of favor with God. I've never been to any nation without conscious national security apparatus put in place. One night I got up from one hotel that I was, and I wanted to go walk through the lobby, and I met this armed man there, and I said, "What's going on?" He said, "We're on duty." Who do what? For me. Okay. Favor everywhere. You won't run out of favor in your life again. Please strive to win the heart of God. Nothing makes a difference like it. Nothing touches the heart of God like the salvation of the souls of men. Invest in it. Your time, your energy, and resources. Every soul is the same before God. Whether the small girl selling granite or the one under the bridge that has no home to stay. Every soul is of equal value to God. Anyone you can get from anywhere, bring them to Jesus, he will change their story. Seeking first the kingdom of God brings you into favor with God. When you have favor with God, you have favor with men. You can't have favor with God and lack favor with men. Stop looking for the favor of men. Seek the favor of God. You will naturally enjoy the favor of men. Amen. You will naturally enjoy. They were having favor with God and with all. Favor with God and with all the people. When you win favor with God, you enjoy favor with all men. All men. All men. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47 and 48. Having favor with all the people. Favor with all the people. That's your new level. Amen. That's your new level. Amen. And in the name, of Jesus, something is breaking forth in your life. Amen. From all this, you understand that nothing is ever free. There is no free lunch in life. You sit down there forever, you don't do your part, you'll be there forever. You wake up to take responsibility, your story keeps changing. We keep changing from glory to glory. And that's where you are from today. I now pray that the same grace granted me by God over this year be released upon your life. The grace of undying passion to serve God and the interest of his kingdom. I pray that that grace be released upon your life tonight. The Deacon's Board at Faith Tabernacle gave me a very humorous gift, an artwork painting. They put a motorbike from the story I told them, and then somebody was on my back and the helmet flew out. Now they put that picture there, and on top of it they put an aircraft. Hello? They put what? Now let me tell you the truth. We run our aviation department like running a bicycle workshop department. Zero stress. Some of you may have been in aviation, you know the cost, the enormous cost of running an aviation operation. But it is like a bicycle repairer's workshop. It does not tell on nobody. No offering has ever been raised for it. You know, when something comes from God, it is pressure free. It is what? Now, neither did we pray for it. No. I never prayed once, so church never prayed once. We just say, it's time to get your Christ, time to get your Christ. Okay, let's go. The pressures over your life is over today. Yeah. There is nothing God cannot add to you and me if serving Him and the interest of His kingdom becomes our lifestyle. There is nothing God cannot add to you and me. Matthew 6:33 will deliver any desire, any day, any time, anywhere. That's how mysterious biblical covenants can be. There is nothing you and I want from God that does not have demands on us. If you're interested, we subscribe to the demands, and then we have committed God to deliver. We must wake up and take responsibility. I once said that any faith that seeks to make God absolutely responsible for the outcome of our life is an irresponsible faith. Faith will always leave you with a part to play before God can be committed to deliver. If that is the only thing you have heard tonight, I think you have heard something. So anything you want from God, ask for what God wants from you to make it happen. Ask for what God wants from you to make it happen. I said, Lord, why is this church not growing? And we enter into a 3-day fast, the staff and I. And then on the third day, God said, get up. As I was praying, and follow me, and I followed him. He got to a point, he said, turn back now, and I turned back. And I saw a layer of thick darkness spread over the roof of the church. And the Lord said to me, that is the blindfolding weapon the devil uses to misinterpret what I'm doing in this church. Like, it's too now, deal with it. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I said, light that shines in darkness, darkness cannot handle. I command you, darkness, get off that roof. And I saw it rolled away like a mat. Amen. Then God came and said, even when I came to the world, somebody had to say, somebody, come and see. Go tell the world, come and see what Jesus is doing in this church. Come and see. So I printed flyers, come and see flyers. Do the diagram of how to locate the church in Kaduna. Went to the market to start distributing. Now he said, and keep sowing the seed. What is the seed? The word is the seed. And as the grass grows, the sheep will come for it. And keep the grass green, and the sheep will lie down there. For he maketh me to lie down on grain. Three vital keys for unending church growth. Pray against interferences of the powers of darkness. Take responsibility, go to town and let people know Jesus is solving problems, Jesus is paving ways for people, Jesus is granting breakthrough for everybody, leading them to Christ and inviting them to church. And then make sure you prepare for them. Don't call somebody for a feast and there is no feast. Prepare the word for them. Life applicable teachings. That is it. You have enjoyed. Let's go. Endless growth. Endless growth. Please know, there is no provision in the kingdom without conditions to meet or deliver. I've come to this place tonight, and I know by the prophetic unction of my life, it will turn your tears to testimony. In Psalm 74 and verse 9 to 12. Psalm 74, verse 9 to 12. See not our signs, and there is no more prophet, neither is there any among us that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the enemies reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? every reproach around your life will be turned to a testimony tonight. Why withdraw thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Walk it out of thy bosom. He said, for God is my King of all, walking salvation in the midst of the earth. God's prophets are his right hand for man's rescue. Whosoever receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, he shall receive what? I was in Calabar. One of our pastor's wives was smitten by cancer, the terminal end of it. Can't move from any hospital. The husband brought the picture, lay hands on it last year. Tuesday that followed that Sunday night, he cleared cancer free. Because she believes, if she and the husband believe that if only this our father, this prophet, will speak to this picture, I'll be made whole. You don't train to become a prophet. You are separated into it by election of grace. Now, hear this. God said to me, I've touched your tongue with the coal of fire, and from henceforth, as you say it, you see. Everyone under any demonic oppression, under the sound of my voice, this is your night of rescue. Everyone under the siege of career spell, no job, get a job today, lose it tomorrow. Everyone under any siege of business fair, everything going in circles, tonight marks the end of your day. We see not our signs. Tonight, you will see your signs. Neither is there any more a prophet. Tonight, he has sent you a prophet in your midst. You receive that prophet, and then you connect with everything he carries. Therefore, tonight, every marital spell cast on anyone's family, anyone's lineage, anyone's life is turned to a testimony tonight. All that desire to be married this year, I declare you married. Every storm in every family, I decree peace be still. Every challenge with any of your children, I decree tonight marks the end of it. One of us got plagued with cancer, and the Lord said to her in London Hospital, go to my servant, cancer fears him. So she ran down, and I couldn't recognize her anymore. She's lost her visage, everything. Jesus cleared the cancer. In the name of Jesus, everything called terminal, anything called incurable, tormenting anyone under the sound of my voice, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now, by this encounter night, as you keep serving God and the interests of his kingdom, unlimited breakthroughs become your experience. Whatever it tells you to do, do it. That's the key to walking the supernatural. Now, whatever it tells you to do, do. The supernatural will be at your command. Whatever it tells you to do, do. Then go to all the world and preach the gospel. Whosoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Whosoever believes not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they cast out devils. And God, they went forth and preaching everywhere, and God also working with them, confirming the word with signs. Every time you obey God, you are in command of the supernatural. Obedience puts you and me in command of the supernatural. Therefore, every obstacle on your path, I command them turn to miracles. Anyone that may be going through some academic challenges, short memory, lack of insight, tonight I decree a new dawn on your life. Every crawling business takes off on a new frequency tonight. We see not our signs, neither is there anymore a prophet. And no one knows how long this will be. Because God's right hand are his prophets sent to his people. I believe God sent me to you. That I wasn't expecting anybody to do any advert coming for this meeting. When I saw one banner, I said, you did banner. God told me at 2:15 a.m. to be here. There I knew that I came here last, 2012. I didn't know it was that close. Okay? But in the name of Jesus, this visitation will culminate in your transformation. Nothing will remain at the same spot anymore in your life. So shall it be. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and glory. Amen. Please get seated very quickly tonight. We have to close. Plan that our city here has time out. But peace shall be restored to every part of Nigeria. Security will become a testimony in our country. The rage of the enemy against the peace of this land shall return back to where it is coming from. The waves of ritual killings and kidnappings will become history in Nigeria. No force will succeed to ruin the economy of our nation. Nigeria shall not see war. There will be no bloodshed. Peace shall reign from the north to the south. And from the east to the west. Nigeria shall become a safe haven. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you are here tonight, because this is the beginning, the foundation be destroyed, the righteous can do nothing. Until one is born again, he cannot be in covenant with God. God's covenant is with the living. The man is saved, he's not considered living spiritually. So wherever you are tonight, multitude all of outside, you want to surrender your life to Christ, I want to pray with you. I did that 48 years ago. I've not had the first regret. Jesus is real, he's no makeup. If you are here tonight, you want to surrender your life to Christ, I'll pray with you in a moment. Then we have prophetic blessings, and then we close. Wherever you are, please stand to your feet. Everyone that wants to surrender his life to Christ, accept him as Lord and Savior, have him forgive you your sins, please stand. Stand and remain standing, please. Stand and remain standing. Outside, everywhere. Amen. Except the man is born again, he cannot see. He cannot see. He cannot see. He cannot see. What you cannot see, you cannot get. What you cannot see, you cannot get. As far as your eyes can see, unto you will I give it. Until you are born again, you cannot see. Please stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you and remain standing, please. Outside, everywhere, I want the official to take note of these precious souls who are standing in the name of Jesus. For those who don't have seats, signify by raising your hand that you are giving your life to Christ today, and then we pray with you. Praise God. Can I ask you all to move to closest side to where you are seated. Just move on there so they can help you fill out your card very fast. Move on to the eye closest to you, please. Officials, stay awake. Help them out. Just move outside there to that place. You can't come to the front. There's no space in front here. Amen. They are not coming to the front, please. Don't misdirect them. Just stay at the eyes so they can help you fill out your form. You don't have crowd problem in front. Praise God. Wherever you are outside, inside, do that quickly. Do that quickly. Do that quickly. Something is turning. Something is changing. Wherever you are, something is turning. Something is changing. Something is turning. Something is changing. Something is turning. Something is changing. We are now away from our sleep. We have a job to do. We have a task to accomplish. We have a portion of every provision to accomplish before God can be committed. Thank you, Jesus. Please fill out your cards in 1 minute. All of us who are sitting down, this book is a two-way covenant. God unveils his covenant and leaves us to enter into covenant with him in any area of interest to us. One overriding area is the area of kingdom stewardship. When they enter into a covenant to serve God, he gave them rest round about. How many want rest round about? Rest over your family, over your business, over your career, over your spiritual life, over your grandchildren. Rest over your career. How many want rest here? Okay, they entered into a covenant with God to serve him. And he gave them rest round about. And there was no more war. Many people tonight will enter into a war-free zone of life. You won't see war again. You won't see war again. You won't see war again. One thing I believe that God has sent me for is to help you enter into that covenant and those who are there to renew that covenant. It's something nobody ever regrets. Nobody ever regrets entering into this covenant to serve God and the interests of his kingdom. No one ever regrets it. Praying for every service before it happens. No one ever regrets it. Always hunting for souls to bring to Christ. No one ever regrets it. Say, God who sees your prayer in secret, he will reward you openly. No one ever regrets it. No one ever regrets it. All of us who are standing for salvation tonight, please bow your heads. Lift up your right hand to heaven. Lift up your right hand to heaven. And pray this prayer after me from the depth of your heart. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I accept you tonight as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm now a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray over you. Father, I pray over these great multitudes you have brought to your kingdom tonight, outside and inside. And I pray that each one of them be covered by your blood against all satanic assaults. No force of the wicked shall draw you back from following Christ. You'll never get back to the world again. You have been rescued today. You become a living testimony tomorrow. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand for these precious people. Please submit your card to the church officials out there and we'll be part of your joy by reaching out to you and praying for you. Jesus is Lord. Shall we all rise? What must you return with tonight? I don't want you to be casual about it. For the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. What must you return with from this encounter night? How many heard the word of God that was spoken tonight? How many understand what was said tonight? How many believe that there's a prophet in their midst tonight? How many believe for their own change of story testimony tonight? No assumptions. I'd like you to just lift up your two hands and violently call forth whatever you desire tonight. Call it forth. Heal me, Jesus, tonight. Open up my destiny tonight. Call it forth, call it forth, call it forth. Call forth your desire tonight. Call forth your desire tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. I've been a beneficiary of series of prophetic blessings in my life. I had Egan say to me as he laid his hands on me, fresh oil, or fresh oil, keep him ever fresh. It's been fresh ever since he said it. Whatever I proclaim on your life tonight shall be exactly so. God's prophets are carriers of signs. Therefore, for everyone called barren, you are now declared fruitful. God's prophets are carriers of signs. Everyone called jobless here, receive your miracle jobs now. Specializes in certain solitaries and families. Psalm 68 and verse 6. I'm bringing out those that are bound with chains. Everyone under every marital chain, marital spell, I command your instant rescue tonight. Dying business and career bounce back to life again. Anyone carrying any form of sickness or disease in his or her body, now wait a minute, you are not permitted to be serving God and serving sickness at the same time. If you have made your choice to serve God, you have made your choice to be free from sickness and disease. Therefore, I curse every sickness and disease from the root. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight marks a new dawn in your life. A new dawn in your family. A new dawn in your spiritual life. in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with the whole of their desire. It's not a matter of the tongue, it's a matter of the heart. I signed that pact September 12, 1976. I'm just getting crazier in doing it. Man, it's one thing nobody ever regrets. Would you like to say after me, if you please? Amen. Lord Jesus, I have found the key to a world of awe and rest. Tonight, I enter into a covenant to make you and the matters of your kingdom my reason for living. So help me, Jesus. I renew this covenant tonight. Help me to keep at it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, anyone that has genuinely made those statements, I decree that your remaining days in life will be a walkover. You will never have to struggle with what others struggle with. It may look like a joke today. You are making rounds tomorrow. Any force from hell that may want to pull you down from this covenant, I curse them in the name of Jesus. May you receive tonight the spirit of grace and supplication. Praying kingdom advancement prayer as a lifestyle. May you receive a fresh passion for souls tonight. Running after them with delight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now watch. You wake up in the morning into a brand new world. The great physician will operate on you tonight. And in the name of Jesus Christ, everything about you becomes a testimony. Your enough is enough order of testimonies will start flowing. Before this coming Sunday, you are a testimonial. Something has turned supernaturally in your life. For every ministry under this minute tonight, I decree a new wave of revival. Lord, let it be in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn every altar in our country to an altar of fire. Amen. Let every altar become an altar of salvation. Amen. Let every altar become an altar of healing. Amen. Let every altar become an altar of signs and wonders. Amen. And in this city, do it, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Would you do this in a moment? Put your right hand on your forehead. Jesus said, freely ye are given, freely give. I therefore release from the depth of my heart every grace I've enjoyed from God upon your life. By this impartation, within the next 7 weeks, you become a surprise to yourself. Within the next 7 weeks, you become a surprise to yourself. Within the next 7 weeks, you become a surprise to yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up those two hands to heaven
and celebrate God. If you believe anything happened to you tonight, celebrate God for it. Glorify God for it. Lift him up on high. There is no one like him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, using this altar as a point of